Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tonight's shiur in Simen Reish Ches, we are up to Sif Yud Ches, the third line on page 240. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Lo yichlol al hasafek shum tosefes bebirchas me'ein shalosh. One should not include out of suffix any insertion into the bracha me'ein shalosh. Afa pi she'enu mosef shemu malchus. Even though he's not adding on any shame or malchus, he should not add any part in, as we'll see, if it's just coming me suffik. And now the Rama explains, Pirish, Kigon sheshasa mashke, a person drank a drink, shesuffik in birchaso al hagefen ober nefashos rabos. He's not sure if it's really considered wine or it's considered another drink, so he's not sure on the bracha achrona, is it al hagefen or is the bracha achrona ober nefashos? So what the Mechaber is telling us he should not do is lo yochal dovar shebirchaso beri nefashos rabos. He should not take two other foods, one that's a beri nefashos, the dovar shebirchaso al ha'etz, and take a fruit of the zayin minim with the bracha achronas al ha'etz, the yichlol imo gamkin al hagefen val pri hagefen misafik. So he has a suffik of whether he needs a beri nefashos or an al hagefen. So he thinks, very simple, I'll take one food that's for sure Bar Nefashos, I'll take one food that's for sure Me'in Shalosh, and therefore that will avoid the suffix, I'll say Bar Nefashos, and when I say my Al Ha'etz, I'll add in the Al Ha'gefen, in case it really deserves to be Al Ha'gefen, that drink. So again, I have a drink that I'm not sure if it's Al Ha'gefen or Bar Nefashos, so I'll take a food that's for sure Bar Nefashos, I'll take a fruit that's one of the Zayaminim that's Al Ha'etz, and then I'll add in to the Me'in Shalosh, not only Al Ha'etz, but also Al Ha'gefen, in case the tzad of that drink was wine, I'll cover it by the Al Ha'gefen. So the Al Ha'gefen is added in to the Me'in Shalosh, out of suffix, that one should not do. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Pei, V'dover Shebirchaso, Umayri Sheyayin Einlo. We're talking about a case over here where he doesn't have any regular wine. The Iyeshlo, if he had regular wine, Halo Yocho Lahotzi Asmo Me Safik, he could very easily get out of the Safik. The Yavarech Al Hayayin Al Hagefen, Val Min Acher Bori Nefashos Rabos, the Yetze Memanashach. So he has this drink, he's not sure if it's wine or not, so take another food that's Bori Nefashos, take some more wine, make an Al Hagefen on the wine, make a Bori Nefashos on the other food, and either way, you have covered this drink that you're not sure what the Bracha Achrona is. But Zakta Mishavura talking about a case where he has no regular wine. V'rotze likach dover acher shebirchaso gamkein me'in shalosh. So he wants to take another food that has a bracha also of me'in shalosh, specifically al ha'etz or al ha'mechya. V'yichlo gamkein be'emtza bracha me'safek al ha'gefen. And he wants to include in that bracha that he for sure needs now, because of a safek of this drink, also al ha'gefen. K'mo b'sif yudbeis. Like we saw in Sif Yud Beis, Ve'atam da'aser. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why this is not allowed, D'shema birchaso borei nefashos rabos. Maybe the real bracha on this drink is borei nefashos. Ve'ein shayach po shem gefen klal. And there's really no shayachis to making an ala gefen on this drink. Umuto shalola haskir klal. Since you don't need an ala gefen, you should not say ala gefen, even though you're not saying a special shem shemayim for the gefen, because anyway you're making the bracha for the ala eitz. All you're doing is adding an ala gefen, you still should not do that. Mikomakom, but still, im yeshlo al eze dover levarech bar nefashos rabos yivarech. But if he does have another food that's bar nefashos, he certainly should have that food and make a bar nefashos, the shema brichoso bar nefashos rabos. Because maybe the brach achrona on this drink is bar nefashos. Umashi yuchal asakin yisakin. Whatever he can fix up, he should fix up. To summarize, a person drank something, he's not sure if it's al ha'gefen or barin nefashos, he should not take something that's al ha'etz, something that's barin nefashos, and make a barin nefashos and an al ha'etz and throw in the al ha'gefen, because that al ha'gefen might not be necessary, because the bracha achrona on the drink might really be barin nefashos. Therefore, he should not do that. If he has more wine, he should drink more wine, make the al ha'gefen on that wine, and if the bracha achrona on this other drink is al ha'gefen, it's covered. If not, he'll eat something else that's barin nefashos. If he doesn't have more wine, he should just leave it. He will not make an al ha'gefen. He should just have a food that's bar nefashos, make a vadei bar nefashos on that food, and maybe it will cover the drink as well. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Pei Aleph, The yichlo imo, this is again what he should not do, is take the two foods, one the al ha'etz, one the burnt nefashos, and include in the al ha'etz also the al ha'gethen. But here the Mishnah Berurah tells us an interesting thing. Vim ochal pre-eitz. Let's say the case is different than the Mechaber. The Mechaber's case, or at least the Ramah's example of the Mechaber's case, is that the suffix was on a drink if it's al ha'gethen or burnt nefashos. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, if that wasn't the case, but rather he ate a fruit. The Eino Yodea Imhum is Shivas Aminim. He's not sure if this fruit is Shivas Aminim and requires an Allah Eitz, or it's not Shivas Aminim and requires the Burn of Fushos. The Ein Lo Pri Acher Shumi Shivas Aminim Lohotzi Bebirchas Main Shalosh. He does not have another fruit that is Vada the Zayin Minim, that he'll make a Bruch of Main Shalosh on that and cover this, so he doesn't have that option. So Kosovo Magen Avron, the Magen Avron writes, the Gavaldike Eitzo. Do you Chalikach Yayin? He could take wine. Where he could pick a piece of cake. So he's getting in a vaday bracha mein shalosh either on the wine or the mezonos. The Yosef lichlo be'abracha al ha'etz al priya etz. And he could add on to that mein shalosh also al ha'etz al priya etz. The yetzei mimanav shach. And then he's yotzei no matter what. Why? The af ima pri zo eina mishivas aminim, even if the fruit is not the shivas aminim, shayach lomer alea pri ha'etz v'kanal b'sifya gimel. A gevaldik ha'etz from the Magen Avram, although in the case where the Ramah explained the Mechaber, where your suffix is on the wine, you can't just include it into another main shalosh, if it's not belonging there. But if your suffix is on a fruit, whether it's bar nefashos or ala eitz, then you can have wine or mezonos and throw in the al ha'etz. Because even if the fruit is not really deserving of an al ha'etz, we learned earlier that you can use an al ha'etz to cover an apple or regular fruit as well. So therefore the Magen Avraham says, in this particular case, where your suffix is on a fruit, you are able to take care of the suffix by adding in al ha'etz, because the Manav Shach, you are yotzei with that one bracha. Now although that the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham, the El Yerabba argues on this Magen Avram, and he says it's not true. When did we say that Allah Eitz can cover an apple? That's if you had grapes and an apple, so you make an Allah Eitz on the grapes, it also covers the apple. But we never said that if you just have an apple that an Allah Eitz works. So the Magen Avram is making a jump. From the fact that we learned earlier, if you're having grapes and an apple, the Allah Eitz on the grapes covers the apple. So if you just had a possible apple, the Allah Eitz will cover that as well. Says El Rabbah, not necessarily so. Maybe only when you have a Vaday Shivas Aminim, you can throw in other fruit. But if you're just having other fruit, Mechitesi, that you can say an Allah Eitz on that fruit. So this Psak in the Magen Avram is not so Pashit. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Pei Beis. So we said again what you should not do in the case of the Ramah. You had something that might be wine, might not be wine. Don't take something that's bar nefashos, something that's al hamichya or al ha'etz, and throw in also the al ha'gefen, that you should not do mesafik. V'das ha'taz, the opinion of the taz, v'eskimu ito kama achronim ledina, and many achronim or various achronim agree with him aloch lemaisa, de lo amrinan svarazu rakalinin l'chathila. That which the Mechaber and the Ramah is explaining not to do, that's only something that you should not do l'chathila. Dehainu sheyishte mashkezo, that you shouldn't l'chathila go ahead and drink this drink that's a suffix to you, v'yismoch le'inyan brach achrona, and rely on the idea that what you'll do for the brach achrona is, so don't drink this drink l'chathchila planning on having one of the zayin minim and throwing in the bracha of al ha'gefen as well. Aval le'inyan di'eved, but if it's a case of di'eved, meaning dehainu shekfar shasa mashke sheish l'safik, you already drank it, you're done, you drank it, you're not sure now what the bracha achrona is, mutav sheyichlo besocha. Zok Taz and some other achronim, in that case where it's already done, you already drank the drink that you're not sure if it's wine or something else, so now you're stuck, then it is appropriate to include the al ha'gefen in your other bracha of al ha'etz, mimashe yeshar b'li bracha achrona klal. That's certainly better than being left with nothing. So Zakta Mishabura, according to the Taz, this idea that the Ramah is saying is really only a din that l'chathchila. Don't get into that situation. Don't drink that drink relying on the fact that you'll be including the al ha'gefen in your al ha'etz. That you should not do. But if you already drank it, and now you have to make a bracha achrona, and you're stuck, you don't know what bracha achrona to make, then says the Taz, Avada, it is better to take one of the zayaminim, make an al ha'etz, throw in al ha'gefen for the possibility that it was wine, take something else as bar nefashos, and that way you cover your bases, rather than just leaving it with no bracha achrona at all. That concludes Simon Reish Ches, and now we're going to begin The new Simon Reish test, Dinei Tos V'Safek B'Birchas Hayayim, the halachas of making a mistake and having a safek in the bracha on wine. So the Mechaber says over here in Sif Aleph, Lokach Kos Shel Sheikhar O Shel Mayim. A person took a cup of beer or a cup of water, Uposach V'Omar, and he started his bracha and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Al das lo mar shahakol. He had in mind to say the right bracha. He planned on making a shahakol. V'tov v'omar bari piragofen. And then he messed up and he switched gears and he ended with a bari piragofen. So says the mechaber, ein machzirin oso. We don't make him go back. L'maisa, he said the wrong bracha. He said bari piragofen on a cup of water. Since he had kavana for shahakol yavidvaru when he said Hashem's name, he does not go back. At the time when he mentioned the Shem Hashem and the Malchus, which is the Ikra Bracha, lo niskavin elu lebracha ruil osamin, he had the right kavana. So says the Mechaber, he had in mind to make a shakel when he started the bracha and said bracha to Hashem alkeinu melech haolam, and then he ended up with the wrong bracha. Leave it. He's yotze. Whopping chiddush. We'll see more about that in the Mishnah Bura. V'yesh omrim, continues the Mechaber, there are those who say, Shim lokach kos sheikhar omayim. He took a cup of beer or water, v'savar shu shel yayin, he thought it was wine. Upasach baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam adas lomar bari piragofen. He started off his bracha having in mind making a bari piragofen. He had the wrong kavana when he said the Shem Hashem. V'niskar shu sheikhar omayim. And then he realized his mistake. He realized it's beer or water. V'siyem shahakol. And he ended up saying the right bracha, yatza. So says the Mechaber in case number two, Lamaisa, he said the right bracha. Here he only had the wrong kavana when he said the Shem Shemayim. That's going to be okay. He's Yotze because Lamaisa, he ended the bracha properly. Says the Ramah, V'kol shekeinim hoya biyado yayin, certainly if he had in his hands a cup of wine, V'savar shumayim, the opposite case, he thought it was water, U'posach adayte lomar shahakol, he started his bracha. When he said the Shem Hashem, he had in mind to end with a shahakol, V'niskar, and then he realized it was wine, U'beirah b'rei p'ragofim, and he ended up saying the proper bracha b'rei p'ragofim, certainly in that case, sheyotze, that is yotze, she're'af imsiyem shahakol yotze. In this case, where he was mistakenly planning to make a shahakol when he said the Shem Shemayim, and he ended up b'rei p'ragofim, not only are the words that he said correct, at the end of the day, that he made a b'rei p'ragofim on a cup of wine, but even his havamina, even his thoughts, his kavana when he said the Shem Hashem was for shahakol, that also would work, because we know shahakol covers everything. That's why it's a kol shekein. So if the other way around, we had the wrong kavana, that wouldn't be good. By the Shem Shemayim, he ended it properly, it works. So certainly if the kavana he had was the wrong bracha, but it works, it's a shahakol and a cup of wine, and he ended up with bari piragofen, he certainly would be yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Aleph, Ein machzir noso. In the first case, we had a very strange psak in the Mechaber. You took a cup of beer or a cup of water, which is supposed to be shahakol. You had kavana to make a shahakol when you said the Shem Hashem and the Malchus, and then you messed up and ended up with the bar piragofen. And this sheet that says your yotzei, Zeu das Rambam. That is the sheet of the Rambam. An explanation of the Rambam is in the back of the Sefer on page 48, top of the page. Ubedbir das Rambam. In explaining the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Sha Rambam l'shitaso, this Rambam is l'shitaso. She b'dieved yotzim yidei chovas kol abrochos behir aliv. The Rambam holds that b'dieved you can be yotzi the chiyuv of any brocho with just thoughts, with just thinking. V'lochein, therefore, be'ofen she be'es haskara shemu malchus. Therefore, if at the time when he mentioned the shemu malchus, she ze ikra brocho, that is the ikra brocho, Choshav levarek karoi had in mind to make the proper bracha. Hareze keilu cms abracha b'machshavto karoi. That thought alone is keilu he finished the bracha properly. So the Rambam holds machshava plays a major role. Therefore, when you said bracha Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, you had in mind to make a shakol. So you said the Shem Shemayim, and you had in mind to say the shakol. It's keilu you finished the bracha already, and therefore the Rambam holds that in that case you are yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Aval rov haposkim. As we can imagine, most poskim the kimat kulam. Practically all of them chokim olav, they argue on the Rambam. The hiskim when they agreed, the lo azlin and basar daito, we don't go after what's in your mind. Kevan shebepiv hoti bracha she'ena ru'uya lo'oso hamin lo yotzo machzir noso. Since the Maisa, you had a cup of beer, you had a cup of water, you made a Bari Piragafen, you said the wrong bracha. We don't care what was in your mind. You are not Yotze, you must make a new bracha. The Kasu Achronim Dechein Yesh Lahoros. The Achronim write, this is how one should paskin, and therefore, although the Mechaber brings the Rambam, we paskin not like the Rambam. If you had the right Kavana and you said the wrong bracha, it doesn't help, you are not Yotze. The next case of the Mechaber was the opposite case, where you had again a cup of beer and a cup of water, and you had in mind to make the wrong bracha when you said the Shem Hashem, and then you ended up with the right bracha, then the Mechaber says you're Yotze. Says the Mishabura, V'chein halacha, that is halacha l'maisa. That does work, because again, we don't focus as much on your kavana. At the time you said the Shem Hashem, we focus more on what you said at the end of the day, and at the end you said the proper bracha. Sivkotan Gimel, in that same case, so you said the Shem Shemayim, Aldas, Loma, Bar, Piragafen, on the water of the beer, Hainu. Afagad, the Bishosh, Shehiskir, Shem Umalchus. Even though at the time that you mentioned Shem Umalchus, Shu Ikar Abracha, which is the main part of the Bracha, Hayadaitu al Abracha, She'enu Ruyalosa min Klal, you had totally the wrong Kavana for the Bracha that you're supposed to be making. Afilu Hachi still. Kevan Shechasima Sabracha Hiskir Vipiv Kahogan Yotza. B'di'evid, since L'maisa, at the end of the day, you were chosim the bracha the proper way, you said L'maisa, the proper bracha, you are Yotze, b'di'evid. Sivkot and Dalet goes on the Ramaz Kol Shekein. Certainly, if what you had was a cup of wine, you had in mind to make a shahakol, you ended up making a gafen, so you said at the end of the day the proper bracha, but not only that, also your kavana by the Shem Shemayim would have been good b'di'evid as well, because we know a shahakol works for wine as well, so certainly there you're going to be Yotze. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Dalet, Sharei Af Imsiim, Vinimsa Sha'af Lefi Machshavto Hoysa Bracha Haruya Loso Amin. So it turns out that even according to your Machshava, you had a Machshava for the proper Bracha for this Min, even though it wasn't the ideal Bracha. It's the ideal Bracha for wine is Bar Piragafen, but Lamaisa Shakal works. So here certainly it's going to work. Everything is good. You ended the Bracha 100% properly, and even your Kavana, you also would have been Yotzi 100% by making a Shakal on a cup of wine. We will stop here and continue tomorrow, Amir Tashem, with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.